This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
We've all got money, but we've all got time. So let's sell the house, sell the car, sell the deed to a copper mine. Maybe the Rock of Ages is just another stone. A tomb is empty, children. Leave this living world alone.
That's Bad Penny, a track from Mipso's new recording, Old Time Reverie. It's a fable that references romance, money, a mysterious beggar, and Abraham Lincoln. Mipso's been on the road for most of the last 2 years since the release of their last album, Dark Holler Pop. As they get further from their days as students at UNC Chapel Hill, the band's songwriting has become more nuanced and complex, maybe a bit like life as a grown-up, and it's reflected on the new recording. Jacob Sharp, Joseph Terrell, Wood Robinson, and newest full-timer Libby Rodenboe are playing two album release shows at the Cat's Cradle this weekend, and they join me now. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
The album title, Old Time Reverie, can be taken at face value to represent the sounds and instruments you use in your music, but there are moves toward a broader sound with some electric keyboards and some percussion. Was that a conscious decision?
It was. We were kind of aware of expanding our sonic palette on this record, and we wanted to make the studio experience comfortable and with friends. So we brought in two people that we really admire and respect musically, and that's Andrew Marlin and Josh Oliver. Andrew, of course, being one half of the great duo Mandolin Orange, and Josh Oliver, who often tours with them. And Josh was on a lot of electric keyboards, and Andrew played a lot of clawhammer banjo. So those two ingredients plus our four instruments kind of informed the sound that we made on this record.
Libby, you take a turn on a couple of songs here, including Everyone Knows. It includes a line about wearing your pride like the emperor's clothes. What's the story behind that song?
I think it's part of what you talked about, the process of growing up and our songwriting sort of reflecting that process. I think that in college and in the years that have followed, I've become frustrated with the way that people bluster at one another in most of their conversations and even very subtle ways, and it's especially true. I'm sure it's true in any industry, but it's definitely true in music. When you meet people who are, everybody's trying to present as the best version of themselves, and it can get a little difficult. I mean, I count myself among those people.
We're always all right. Everyone's here, everyone knows. Wearing our pride like the emperor's clothes. You're feeling bare.
There are some very personal moments on the record, including the song Mama. Can you talk about that one, Jacob, and what that means to you?
Yeah, sure. My mom passed away when I was 21, about the same time that the band was starting up, from ovarian cancer. She had been in chemo for a couple years before that, so I think that experience has shaped a lot of my thoughts and actions, I guess, as I've grown up, and how I view relationships now. And it was kind of the first place I started writing from, was taking these personal experiences and emotions and trying to process them on my own, but also share them with others and make it more of a conversation. So that song is, I guess, chapter two of the writing part of that experience, losing a loved one. And it's at times a conversation directly with my family members, and at other points, I guess, a challenge to my own personal faith. I think not necessarily the duty of a songwriter, but one of the great benefits of it is being able to connect with people all across the country and world who have maybe similar shaped experiences, and sometimes sharing your most intimate ones allow that at a greater level.
Lord, how you've come to help me as I've found I'm still wanting. Yeah, wondering how or where I could find you here. Am I still so lost? And are you still so near? Am I still so lost? And are you still so near?
Let's talk about how these songs are going to come together. You're doing two shows at the Cat's Cradle, so there will be differences?
There will be differences, yeah. All right. It's a cool opportunity for us to do two shows. You know, we've been playing at the Cradle for a few years now and have had some great crowds and have always loved those shows because they're our hometown homecoming shows. The one we're playing tonight is a seated show, which we've never done before, and the show tomorrow will be what we've done before, which is a big standing show in the Cat's Cradle room.
And who's playing with you?
Tonight, we have a great friend of ours who we've met on the road in the last year. Her name's Kristen Andreasen. She's a very cool songwriter, and she is going to be bringing a musical friend of hers, Steph Coleman, playing the fiddle.
And we also have a good friend of ours, Wilson Green, joining us on Clawhammer Banjo. He plays in a new local band, Look Homeward, and Andrew Marlin, the producer, will be involved at some level.
He can't help it.
That's totally true.
He won't be playing an instrument. He's just going to be standing in the back, kind of hype man.
You've brought your instruments, and you're going to do the song Marianne, which leads the album off, and it really deals with some of the contradictions and complexities of living in the South, and it's about the difficulties facing an interracial couple. How challenging is it to incorporate, you know, we were talking about the personal before, now these are big themes, and you're trying to incorporate those into three-minute songs. How difficult is that?
Yeah, I think the song's a good example, because this is a story that I made up, and it's based in the 1960s, and it kind of loosely follows the story of an interracial couple in North Carolina that doesn't feel accepted by their community, and they're wrestling with whether they should leave. And that's not something I've experienced, but it is very personal to me still. I mean, I think a lot of us have been reflecting recently about what it means to be a Southerner, and with a lot of the really difficult things that have happened recently, such as the shooting in Charleston, and that was something that I wanted to talk about. I read a book a couple years ago called The Warmth of Other Suns about the Great Migration and how so many black families chose to leave the South in different stages over the 20th century, and that's affected how all of us experience life here in North Carolina. So it's personal, but it's not my story.
Mipso is Joseph Terrell, Jacob Sharpwood Robinson, and Libby Rodenbow. The new record is Old Time Reverie. They're playing two shows at the Cat's Cradle this weekend. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll have the song Marianne now.
Thanks for having us here. We love being here with you.
Marianne, I don't want to wait. The chapel's full and the preacher's late. There's flies around our cake. Can you shut the door? My daddy came from a different world. I knew enough when his lips curled. Nobody visits us anymore. I watched the faces for a long time. I felt the poison to the water table line. I know there, but for the grace of God, it still feels good to curse the odds of knowing what to do between this town and you. LBJ didn't start the war. He just limped home wondering what he lost it for. I packed our bags, don't you hesitate. We'll go north or we'll go west to a place we can reach for a better best. Bring your mama's quilt and let them burn the rest. I watched the faces for a long time. I felt the poison to the water table line. I know there, but for the grace of God, it still feels good to curse the odds of knowing what to do between this town and you. Chapel's full, the preacher's late. There's flies around our cake. Can you shut the door?